Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Justin in West Virginia, who podcasts The Money Pit. All right, technology, has a question about water. What's going on, Justin?
Yes, in my basement, I've had a water coming through. I moved here about 2 years ago, and I have an underground spring, I guess, because water runs basically all year round.
Okay.
And the way I'm trying, I had B-Dry come in and price how much it would cost fixed, and they gave me an estimate of about $6,000 to $7,000.
Okay.
And I really don't have the money to do that, but I got online and I was looking at, it's called Beaver Basement Baseboard Water Control. And I was just wanting to know if that was worth the money.
Is that one of the baseboard products that like glues against the foundation wall and creates a channel?
Yes, sir.
Maybe, maybe not. Let me ask you about the pattern of water infiltration here. Does it seem to be consistent with heavy rainfall when you have the biggest problems?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
It's pretty much all year round. Now, when there is rainfall, I do have water coming around in other parts, but it's not flooding or anything. It's just a trickle, where it's actually the at the basement, it's kind of sheared off a little bit. It's not moving anymore. It had sheared off a long time ago, mm-hmm. and I get some water coming in right there.
How do you see the water during the periods of when it's not raining? Does it come up?
It basically, it's just filtering down through the ground, and then it's just seeping in around the very bottom of the basement floor.
But it's filtering around in. Through the ground?
Yes.
So it's coming in and sort of falling down?
Yes.
I suspect that if it's coming in the way you describe, and even if you do have a high water table in this area, Justin, I would suspect that a large contributor to this problem, if not the entire contributor, is not rising water, but falling water. Water that is saturating the foundation perimeter and finding its way against the foundation walls, being very, very hydroscopic. They soak up a lot of water and then showing up on the inside. So before you do anything with a waterproofing company or install any type of water evacuation system, the very first thing you have to do is make sure that the drainage conditions on the outside of your house, Justin, are just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a home that's susceptible to flooding and leakage, you have to go the extra mile and make sure everything is letter perfect. So here are the things that you need to do. First of all, look at the grading, the angle of the soil around the house. First of all, the type of soil is important. It
can't just do it with topsoil.
Can't be topsoil. It's too organic. You have to use clean fill dirt, and you have to tamp it down well, and you have to slope it so it drops 6 inches over 4 feet. The next thing to look at is the gutter system.
Yeah, you want to make sure, number one, that your gutters are clean all the time. You know, you really need to stay on top of it, and that the downspouts are free flowing. And then you want to look at the location of the downspouts. You want to make sure that they don't just end right next to the foundation itself. You need them to sort of carry the water away 3 feet, 6 feet, get it out of there. Even if you want it to go further to an area where the grading is even more pronounced, you can bury it underground so that you're not looking at this enormous drain pipe. But this way you at least move that water.
I've actually done that. I actually have a drain that it all empties out clear into the road that goes by my house. So there's no drain spouts that actually, and I have just replaced them all. And I still have this water problem, so I know it's not the downspouts.
Do you know the piping that you used to run this out underground? What kind of piping was that, Justin?
It was PVC.
Solid PVC pipe?
It was
pipe?
Not the tile. Yes.
Okay, and it wasn't, was it perforated or was it solid?
It was solid.
Okay, well, that sounds like you've done that right. Well, okay, if you've absolutely are sure that the grading and the gutters are okay, then I would recommend a sub-slab drainage system. I would not recommend the gutter system that we were talking about, the baseboard system, because that's only going to catch water that comes down the wall, and you need to catch it closer to the footing level. So in this case, I would recommend jackhammering out the basement floor, and I almost never say this, but if you've done everything else and it's absolutely perfect, then you'll have to put in a subsurface drainage system. And the only time we recommend this is when everything else is perfect and you're absolutely positive it's a high water table that's contributing to it. All other times, and I got to tell you, you are in the 3% group that might need the solution.
Because most of the time, the other ones fix it.
it will fix it all the time.
Okay.
All right, Justin?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT and for subscribing to the Money Pit podcast.
All right.